This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Mayor Adams is investing $40 million to give New York City women a greater leg up. It's Friday, January 26th, and this is your New York Daily News. Friday's forecast calls for cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 46 and a low near 41. Before today's top story, the New York City Council plans on holding a public hearing next week examining 11 bills aimed at further regulating e-bikes and allowing vendors to legally sell their wares near the foot of the Brooklyn Bridge. The vending bill was first introduced last month by Manhattan Councilwoman Gail Brewer following a rule imposed by the city that barred street vendors from selling at any bridge, including a pedestrian section of the Manhattan side of the Brooklyn Bridge. The vendors were booted on January 3rd, with Mayor Adams characterizing such activity as dangerous and resulting in overcrowding. According to Brewer's bill, vendors would legally be allowed to vend at bridges with pedestrian walkways that are at least 16 feet wide. Vendors must also be 20 feet apart. The bill, if passed, would take effect 30 days from the time it passes. And Governor Hochul heard firsthand from people affected by hate crimes in Manhattan on Thursday, ahead of remarks touting a bill package that would add 31 offenses to the state's statute of hate crimes, including first-degree murder, rape, graffiti vandalism, and arson. Hochul praised the proposed bill package, dubbed the Hate Crime Modernization Act, at a press briefing at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in Manhattan, following a roundtable discussion with various groups targeted by hate crimes. Currently, there are 66 types of hate crimes included in the state's existing statute. The legislation would include 31 other offenses, including first-degree murder, so long as the intent of the attack was driven by bias or prejudice, according to Hochul. The bill also has the backing of all of the city's five district attorneys, including Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who helped shape the legislation. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
New York City will invest $40 million as part of a comprehensive effort to address gender inequities across the five boroughs, building on existing initiatives rolled out in the last year, Mayor Adams announced Thursday. Adams, flanked by his all-women deputy mayors and other senior female staffers, said the effort, Women Forward NYC, will roll out 42 programs aimed at greater access to healthcare, professional development, and stable housing for women. I think it's going to cascade throughout our entire nation and throughout the entire globe, Adams said of the initiative. It's going to start here in New York City. Adams briefly touched on this effort in his State of the City address on Wednesday, offering some contours of the plan that will also include a partnership with the Girl Scouts of America in providing $10 for girls living in shelters so they can open a bank account. The funds come from a mix of corporate donors, taxpayer dollars, and federal grants, according to the Adams administration. The Adams administration's efforts are backed by statistics. According to the New York State Comptroller's Office, women are paid 86 cents for every $1 a man makes in the state. The mortality rate for black women during childbirth is the highest than any other demographic, according to a 2023 report by the City Health Department. The work is an extension of a women's agenda Adams rolled out during his 2023 State of the City address, in which he convened experts in March of last year to craft a plan that supports women. Along with his women's agenda, Mayor Adams' State of the City address included a greater emphasis on quality of life complaints, a plan to create more jobs, and a push to close illegal weed shops that require assistance from Albany. Other new policy proposals include a plan to create a tenant protection cabinet tasked with guarding against hostile landlords, a push to build about 12,000 units of affordable housing on city land, the creation and refurbishment of several local skate parks, and a directive designating social media as a public health crisis. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.